In recent weeks, we've seen a sell-off in stocks, particularly a sell-off in the US S&P 500. And generally, when that kind of a sell-off happens, and we look like we're going into a short-term bear market, people ask me, is the US economy in recession? Now, nobody's asked me that question yet, but I thought I'd ask myself that question today. When I look at that issue, whether the US is in recession, I generally turn to the Chicago Fed National Activity Indicator. Up until 15 years ago, the Chicago Fed National Activity Indicator was used by the National Bureau of Economic Research. And the reason it was used by them is they are the institution which is officially given the job of declaring when the US economy is in recession. We remember that the Chicago Fed indicator has 85 different components in it, and it's the broadest and most reliable indicator of what's happening in the US economy. The National Bureau of Economic Research thought it was more reliable than GDP, and I think that's true too. Now, is the US in recession? Well, the Chicago Fed itself says that the indicator indicates that the US economy is in recession when the measure is 0.7 of a standard error below the long-term average. Now, right now, this indicator is 0.3 of a 5 of a standard error above the long-term average, so we are a long, long way from where the US economy is in recession. But it is true to say that this measure does tell us a bit about when we enter bear markets, because it turns out that this level of the Chicago Fed at 0.7 of a standard error below long-term trend is pretty much the point in which we can say that the year-on-year rate of change of the S&P 500 becomes zero. So if the Chicago Fed is lower than that, then that means the S&P 500 is falling in year-on-year terms, and that means, yeah, you really are in a bear market. Now, we can build a model of what's happening in the stock market from the Chicago Fed indicator. It's a very broad model. It doesn't have a direct relationship. It's what economists call curvilinear. But it does tell us, and it's backward looking, because we don't get the Chicago Fed indicator until, a month after something has actually happened in the stock market. It's telling us about what happened in the economy last month, not what's happening now. So what's happened earlier this year? At the end of last year, the Chicago Fed economic indicator rose to a level of plus 0.5. That meant that the US economy was growing at an average rate of, 3% or better. And that's the strongest growth rate that the US economy had since the recovery from the recession in 2008. And at that very high rate of growth of GDP, the relationship with the stock market suggested was that the stock market should be going up by about 20-some percent of GDP. What then happened as we came into this year is the US economy slowed down. The Chicago Fed indicator dropped to a level which suggested that the US economy should only be growing at about 2.7% growth rate. And at that level, the stock market should be only going up about 14% in year-on-year terms. Okay, so the stock market was actually going up at about 24% per annum. The indicator said that it should only be going up about 14% per annum. So what happened? The US stock market fell 10%. That's why we had the correction we've had. Now, right now, this indicator is suggesting that the US economy should be growing between 2.5 and about 2.8%. And at that rate, the stock market should be going up, say, between 14%, 15%, 16%, something like that. So what that tells us is that we're still in the long-term bull market, but that bull market is going up at a slower rate than it was early this year. Now, this is April. April is the strongest month of the year. We expect the market to recover in April. But as we get into the later part of the year, we expect that the stock market will be going up at a slower and slower rate. And that means we're more likely to have corrections as we go through the year. And the average rate at which the stock market is going up will slow as we move into the second half of the year.